Blog Talk Radio. The solemnity of most Sacred Heart of Jesus. Ezekiel chapter 34, verses 11 through 16. Thus says the Lord God, I myself will look after and tend my sheep, as a shepherd tends his flock. When he finds himself among his scattered sheep, so will I tend my sheep. I will rescue them from every place where they were scattered. When it was cloudy and dark, I will lead them out from among the peoples and gather them from the foreign lands. I will bring them back to their own country and pasture them upon the mountains of Israel, in the lands, ravines, and all its inhabited places. In good pastures will I pasture them, and on the mountain heights of Israel shall be their grazing ground. There they shall lie down on good grazing ground, and in rich pastures shall they be pastured on the mountains of Israel. I myself will pasture my sheep. I myself will give them rest, says the Lord God. The lost I will seek out. The strayed I will bring back. The injured I will bind up. The sick I will heal. But the sleek and the strong I will destroy, shepherding them rightly. And the psalm is basically coming from Psalms 23. The Lord is my shepherd. There is nothing I shall want. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. In verdant pastures he gives me repose. Besides restful waters he leads me. He refreshes my soul. The Lord is my shepherd, there is nothing I shall want. He guides me in right paths for his name's sake. Even though I walk in the dark valley, I fear no evil, for you are at my side with your rod and your staff that give me courage. The Lord is my shepherd. There is nothing I shall want. You spread the table before me in the sight of my foes. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. The Lord is my shepherd. There is nothing I shall want. Only goodness and kindness follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord for years to come. The Lord is my shepherd, there is nothing I shall want. And the second reading comes from Romans chapter 5, verses 5 to 11. Brothers and sisters, the love of God has been poured out into our hearts through the Holy Spirit that has been given to us. For Christ, while we were still helpless, died at the appointed time for the ungodly. Indeed, only with difficulty does one die for a just person. Though perhaps for a good person, one might even find courage to die. But God proves his love for us, in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. How much more, then, since we are now justified by his blood, will we be saved through him from the wrath? Indeed, if while we were enemies, we were reconciled to God through the death of his Son, how much more, once reconciled, will we be saved by his life? Not only that, but we also boast of God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have now received reconciliation. Alleluia and alleluia. Take my yoke upon you, says the Lord, and learn from me, for I am meek and humble of heart. Alleluia, alleluia, and alleluia, alleluia. I am the good shepherd, says the Lord. I know my sheep, and mine know me. Alleluia, alleluia. And the Gospel according to St. Luke, chapter 15, 3-7. Jesus addressed this parable to the Pharisees and scribes. What man among you, having 100 sheep and losing one of them, would not leave the 99 in the desert and go after the lost one until he finds it? And when he does find it, he sets it on his shoulders with great joy. And upon his arrival home, he calls together his friends and neighbors and says to them, rejoice with me, because I have found my lost sheep. I tell you, in just the same way, there will be more joy in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 righteous people who have no need of repentance. And that follows along, ladies and gentlemen, with James chapter 5, 19 through 20, which says that if someone has gone astray from the truth and then another brings them back, know that you have saved a soul from death and counsel a multitude of sin. So this is what Jesus does, and this should be our apostolate also, to reach out to those who have gone astray in love, motivated by the Sacred Heart of Jesus, his heart that so loves us. Let's not fill his heart with ingratitude, but let's have a thankful heart, a thankful heart. And thank you, Lord, for loving me and for the great gifts you have given me. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God, for all the great gifts that you have given us, so that we would walk your line.
Truth is a fine line. Deeper truth is an even finer line. When we decided to call ourselves Deeper Truth, we knew the obligations that name would put upon us. We wanted our readers and listeners to be always confident. Whenever you tuned into a program with a Deeper Truth logo, that is exactly what you got. Deeper Truth. From Journey with Mary with John Carpenter on Sundays to the Eucharistic Miracles with Dr. Gregory Thompson on Mondays, you learned you were never alone, that heaven is only a prayer away. It is a sacred obligation week after week to bring you not just the truth, but the deeper truth. And that is why
I keep a close watch on this heart of mine. I keep my eyes wide open all the time. I keep the ends out for the tie that binds. Because you're mine, I walk the line.
Johnny Cash came out with I Walk the Line in 1956, and I was born in 1956. So thanks to my mother. Thank you, Mother. I love you, Mother. And to our Holy Catholic Church, our Mother on Earth. Thank you, Jesus, through your Sacred Heart. Thank you, Jesus, through your Sacred Heart. And through the Immaculate Heart of Mary. Thank you, Lord, for loving us, for giving yourself to us in the Holy Sacrament, the Eucharist, body, blood, soul, divinity. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for loving us, where in your Sacred Heart we can delve into the richness of your divine mercy, in that ocean of mercy, where Our Lady takes us into the depth of your Sacred Heart. And thank you so much, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. And help us to be good and fruitful witnesses and servants.
From man's earliest days, he has looked to the heavens for a being superior to himself. In the earliest annals of history, we find the results of this search. Zeus, chief of the gods of ancient Greece, who ruled by thunderbolt. Mars, the Roman god of war. Apollo, Thor, and other gods and goddesses that you'd better not cross if you know what's good for you. Then, gradually, from a single nation, emerges a god unlike any of the others that man had crafted for himself. This god didn't rule over man with an iron hand, but with a tender, sacred heart. He held out his hand in love to his creation, going so far as to sacrifice himself in atonement for the sins of mankind. The Greeks even had a name for him. They called this god the Unknown God, and even erected a temple to him. Years later, St. Paul would formally introduce him. And that is exactly why the Catholic Defender is here. Your host represents an unbroken line of succession to the apostles of the one called Jesus, the only one whose mercy and compassion overflows any container that tries to contain it. This is a God you really want to meet. We're here to make the introduction. This God is a God of judgment. However, first and foremost, he is a God of mercy and compassion. He won't turn you away. He holds out his hand in divine mercy to you and everyone. He loves you as you are, but he also loves you too much to let you stay that way. He'll forgive your sin, not condone it. So what are we waiting for? Let's meet your host, Donald Hartley, the Catholic Defender, one with answers to your most pressing questions. Now, here's Don Hartley.
Now, the month of June, dedicated to the Sacred Heart of Jesus and the devotion. One, receiving communion frequently. Number two, first Fridays, going to confession and receiving the Eucharist on the first Friday of each month for 9 consecutive months. Many parishes will offer public first Friday devotions. If they do, you must perform first Fridays publicly. If it isn't so offered in your parish, you can do this privately, going to confession, receiving the Eucharist, and offering your prayers for the intention of the Holy Father. And Pope Francis needs our prayer. Number three, Holy Hour, Eucharistic Adoration for 1 hour on Thursdays, if you can. Could you not watch 1 hour with me, Jesus said? Holy Hour can be made alone or as part of a group with formal prayers. And it could be whenever your parish has availability for Eucharistic adoration. Number four, celebrating on the Feast of the Sacred Heart, which is today, June 24th, 2022. And what a great day this has been. And I'm so thankful I have had. This has been a great blessing to me. Jesus gave St. Margaret Mary Alacoque, 1647 to 1690, 12 specific promises for those who consecrate themselves and make reparations to his Sacred Heart. He will give them all the graces necessary in their state of life. He will establish peace in their homes. Wow, do we not need this? Yes, we do. Three, he will comfort them in all their afflictions. Four, he will be their secure refuge during life and above all in death. He will bestow abundant blessings upon all their undertakings. Sinners will find in his heart the source and infinite ocean of mercy. Lukewarm souls shall become fervent. Fervent souls shall quickly mount to high perfection. He will bless every place in which an image of his Sacred Heart is exposed and honored. He will give to priests the gift of touching the most hardened hearts. those who shall promote this devotion shall have their names written in his heart, in the excessive mercy of his heart. His all-powerful love will grant to all those who receive Holy Communion on the first Fridays in 9 consecutive months the grace of final perseverance. They shall not die in his disgrace, nor without receiving their sacraments. His divine heart shall be their safe refuge in this last moment. And St. Margaret Mary Alco wrote, "Jesus disclosed to me the marvels of his love and the inexplicable secrets of his sacred heart." And with this devotion, we can tap into the mystery of his sacred heart, which we receive in the Holy Eucharist at every Mass. The Mass, the center of your life. Now, the Psalms Responsorial was Psalms 23. Well, I've got a couple of examples of Psalms 23. The first one, my son Nathan and Jason made this arrangement. And so I'm going to play this. My son Nathan and Jason. And that was recorded live outside near Fort Campbell, Kentucky, in front of a large crowd. And I'm just so proud of Nathan, who sang and played the guitar, and Jason playing the drums there. And what a wonderful thing to have, that I have. And I'm able to play that today. And I also have another version of Psalms 23 from a good friend of mine, Joe Wolf, from formerly where I used to live there in Copper's Cove, Texas. And I will end, Joe Wolf. Here's a bonus. Rich Mullins was a Christian musician, but his conversion to the Catholic Church was very inspiring. In fact, he was on his way to Kansas to receive his first Holy Communion in the Catholic Church as he was went through RCIA and he was becoming Catholic. And he started out as a Christian entertainer, artist, and then his conversion to the Catholic Church. He was on his way to receive his first Holy Communion in the Catholic Church when he was hit in an accident en route to receiving Jesus. So now he spends his time with Jesus now. And here's his song, Awesome God.
Oh, when he rose up the seas, the angels putting on the wrist. There's thunder in his footsteps and lightning in his fist.
Our God is an awesome God.
And the Lord wasn't joking when he kicked him out of Eden. It wasn't for no reason that he shed his blood. His return is very close, and so you better be
believing that our God is an awesome God.
Of the night,
our God is an awesome God.
He spoke into the darkness and created the light.
Our God is an awesome God.
In judgment and wrath he poured out on Sodom, the mercy and grace he gave us at the cross. I hope that we have not too quickly forgotten that our God is an awesome God.